Parsha Shoftim, we have the din of Egla Rufa. If you find a person murdered in Eretz Yisrael, you have to measure to the cities nearby. And the city that's closest has to bring an Egla Rufa. So the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin says if you're Mekadosh and Isha with Shavah Kesef, you can either be Mekadosh B'Kesef or B'Shavah Kesef. We give a ring, that's Shavah Kesef. So it says, if you give Shavah Kesef, it can't be Yisuri Hanoh. If you're Mekadosh with Yisuri Hanoh, is Enim Kodeshes, for whatever reason. The Rishonim give different reasons. So it gives you a whole list of which things are Osabano. So Bosabacholav, their Isa is Osabano. Then it says, Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is Osabano. So the Gemara lines it out from the Pasuk, go, Orfu Shom. I say, Egla Banachal. Why does it say Shom? It says you should go to Nachal, a son. Go, Orfu is Egla Banachal. Why does it have to say Shom? The word Shom is extra. Shom means Shom Teik Furos. After you finish doing that Rifa, you have to bury it there because it's Osabano. This din is relevant bisman hazeh. We don't have any Egla Rufa today yet. In order to have Egla Rufa, the Sanhedrin Doyle of Yerushalayim has to send a few representatives to measure to the cities. So we don't have a Sanhedrin Doyle. Unfortunately, we have murdered people in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have a Sanhedrin, though. So we don't have Egla Rufa. But the Gemara has a din that a mace is Osabano, a dead body is Osabano. And the Gemara learns it out because of the Gzera Shavu Sham Sham Egla Rufa. It says when Miriam died, Vatama Sham Miriam at Tikava Sham. It says Vatama Sham Miriam. It says what city she died in. Then it says Vatikava Sham. What's the significance Vatikava Sham? Well, we're going to visit the grave. No one wears it, and no one knows where the grave is. So Vatikava Sham means Gzera Shavu Sham Sham Egla Rufa. That amazes us the Bahano. So this is a question whether this is a real legitimate Gzera Shava Deraisa. Is it only an Asmachtam in the Rabban and the Mishlam Melech and his commentary on the Rambam raises the possibility maybe it's only an Asmachtam in the Rabban. But he says, what can I do? Taisus takes it as a real Din Deraisa. That Amesa Zosavano is Deraisa. Taisus only has a Dion. Maybe there's a difference between Bisar HaMeis and Or HaMeis. Maybe Bisar HaMeis is Zosavano in a Torah. Maybe Or HaMeis is only Zosavano in the Rabban. I never understood what I never took anatomy. I never took biology. So I thought, I'm not a doctor. So I thought that the or the skin is just the top of the flesh. It's basar on the top. So I remember once that we always had boys over from the yeshiva on Shabbos for meals. So I remember once my wife Davin Zimbroyas, so until she came home, we had a whole conversation, 45 minutes in between, when, why are you finishing Zimbroyas? They say all the pewter, my brother. So I asked this pre-med, is there any difference between flesh and skin? He says, of course, it's a different consistency. It's a whole different thing. I thought it's just the top of the bus. He says, no, two different things.
I was there.
Oh, you were there? Then I asked him, what about the cornea? Because Rav Moshe has a chew about taking a cornea from a dead body. So Rav Moshe assumes that cornea is like ore. Where did he get that assumption from? So the student said, absolutely, of course, cornea is ore. It's not basa. It has the consistency like the skin. So Moshe has a tshuva, he discusses the meses asabano. What about to get the take from a mes Yisrael? Is it bitla mitzvah of kvura? It's a nivel mes. You're not allowed to cut up a body in order to take a cornea. Unless pikuach nefesh, but they're not talking about pikuach nefesh. So let's say they took a cornea from a mes akum. In Shulchan Aruch Nemachma, the mes yakum are also asabano. Others say that it's only a chumra that the Rishonim came up with. Mikaradin, Vatam Shamiriam is a Jewish person. So Mesei Yakum, the Bira Gura brings a lot of rice. Mesei Yakum and Atara Mutabano, it's only a chumra with the Rabban and Tzosabano. But, so let's say they're going to take a cornea from a Mesei Yakum. So the Ramo says Mesei Yakum Arosamano. Is it an Iser? Is there an Iser or not? So Moshe assumes that the cornea is Dina Kaor. And he quotes that there's a steer between two taisus and two different mesichtes, but the or hames is also asa banam and atar only midirabban. And the sar hames taisus assumes is asa and atar. And or hames is 2 days in taisus, two different mesichtes. The Moshe says, Ginuk must pick that way machmed that the sar hames is asa ben atar. The Shalom Melch is not so convinced about that's ben atar. The or hames, we can be safe to assume that it's only Osabano Midrabanon. So since the person can't see, and he's using it, that he should have the ability, that he should be able to see, he says, we would be Matir that. And he refers you to Hilchah Shabbos. And in Hilchah Shabbos, we have three different Madregas. If you have a Choylo Shehejbo Sakona, Sofik Sakona, so if need be, you're permitted even to violate an Amalchah Gmur Deraisa, if it's necessary. If you only have Sakonis Aver, so there is a minority opinion, minority, that even Sakonis Aver, loss of limb or loss of life, is called Pikoch Nevish. But we don't, Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like that. So we paskin, though, that whenever there's Sakonis Aver, then you're allowed to violate all the Rabbanans.
Where would that come from, that a Sakonis Aver would be? Just the eye, or
the what? Eye. The Gemara says, "And myself the eye." So the Meiri on that Gemara says that who had the nami any other aver, loss of any aver is doicha kol
atarukul. So it's not just the, it's totally in the heart or anything.
So we have the gears in the Gemara, not like the Meiri, because the blood vessels behind the eye are connected with the heart, and an infection in the eye can go to the heart, then it's a sakonas kol aguf. The Meiri says that the blood vessels all over the body are all connected. Everything is all connected. I used to love a charusa with a doctor, Dr. Neuberger. Yaakov Neuberger is older brother. Naftali Neuberger. So he said the doctors don't understand what the Gemara distinguishes between the eye and the other limbs. All the limbs, are connected. Blood vessels. Why only an infection in the eye? Infection in the finger can also cause a person to die if you leave it unchecked. So the Miri has like that. The Sridiyesh raises the possibility that maybe we should reconsider the Psakon Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we should paskin that Sakana Sefer is Deicha Kola Tarakula because he has another two Rishonim who agree with the Miri. They say Rabban Soloveitchik used to paskin like that. They printed in his name. He paskin Sakana Sefer is Deicha Kola Tarakula, but we don't hold like that. The only one is the Miri. The other two Rishonim that he quoted are not legitimate.
Nowadays, the doctors are telling you that Sakana Sefer ends up causing infection, like you just said, and it could end up being a Pikoch Nefesh. Okay. So it's hard to...
So that's Sakonis Kol Aguf. But let's say a person is in the hospital, and the doctors say, if it will be Mechal Shabbos, we'll save the limb. If it won't be Mechal Shabbos, he will survive, but he'll just lose the limb. So then the Miri holds that it is Deicha Shabbos, and we don't really pass like that. So in Shulchan Aruch, they accept it. The Mechaber quotes a few opinions, and he says, Halacha Kedei Ashlishis, we pass like the third of the four Shittas in Shin Chav Ches. The third sheet is the Ramban and the Torah Sodom. Ramban says like that, that Sakana Sefer is Deicha all the Rabbanans. And if the person is even less than that, he doesn't even have Sakana Sefer. It's just Chodesh Eim B'Sakana. Chodesh Kol Guf HaMut on the Mishkab is Chodesh Eim B'Sakana. Then we don't allow even all the Rabbanans. We don't allow the Rabbanans. We only allow one to violate Xeris. We allow to violate Xeris. The doctors have to be Tamin Chacham. They have to know what's a Xera and what's a Malacha with the Rabbanan. If it's a malacha de rabbanon, we don't allow it, unless it's sakana sefer or worse. But if it's a gzera de rabbanon, like taking medication, you assume it's only a gzera de rabbanon. Amir al yakim is only a gzera, so the gemara says, chodesh em b'sakana. Amir al yakim is muta, a whole list of things that are only gzera, so that's a lower level, so that's, that we would be mat there for chodesh em b'sakana. And if he's not even a chodesh em b'sakana, he's a bari with a mechesh be'alma, then not only do we not give him any kulas, we get a chumra, that you're not allowed to apply any refuah. That's when the Xeris refuah applies. So the four madrigas, Chodesh Eish B'Sakana, Sakana Sefer, Chodesh Eim B'Sakana, and a Bari with a Mechesh B'Alam. That's in Shulchan Aruch. So Moshe assumes that just like in Hilchus Shabbos, if you have a Sakana Sefer, so you mat to all the Rabbanon, so here also, a cornea transplant, even if one should assume like the Ramo, that Meisei Yakam are Rosh Abano, so to take a cornea from an achri, even if you assume it's also banon. But it's only an isa de rabbanon, because it's or, he writes, or hames, he assumes it's only the rabbanon. Like that day in Taisa, so he says, for sakana sefer, we would allow it.
Are we saying all mesi akum are the rabbanon?
Yeah. He's making believe, even if one should assume mesi akum are their eyes. So he says, there are enough things to rely on to knock it down to the Rabban. Either Meisei Yakam Asabano is only with the Rabban, or the Ora Meis is only with the Rabban. So he says, it's only with the Rabban. So since it's Sakana Sefer, he's not going to have the use of the eye. So for Sakana Sefer, you would be Mata then.
Is it Isser or depends on the Din Tuma of the eye? Whether it's Tame like Basar? I mean,
Taisa's discussion, the 2 days, why, whether Or HaMeis is Asim and Atam and Rabbanon starts off based on the Gemara. They were Goyze Tumma Mid Rabbanon. I think on Or HaMeis. It's Tumma Mid Rabbanon.
Because they'll make, things out of the father and mother.
Of the Ima. So yeah. Taisa says, why don't you say Meis is Asim and Atam?
Right.
So that's what leads one Taisa to say,
that
the Or HaMeis only Asim and Rabbanon.
Okay.
Basara meis asman ador, ora meis almi asman ador. What about mishamsha meis tachrichem? Tachrichem is an isa deraisa, or an isa derabbanan, mishamsha meis. So that's Rabbi Kivegan at Tshuva has a machlekes achreinim about that. I quote some stick, Knesset Yecheskel, or someone else had a machlekes about that. So on today's Daf Yomi, it happens that the Gemara talks about the machlekes abai v'ravua, the hazmana milsa, hazmana la milsa. The Gemara says, I buy a tefillin zekel, and I plan to put my tefillin in it, but I didn't put the tefillin in it yet. So azmanei v'tzorbei, I have a tefillin zekel, and I put in the tefillin. One day I don't have tefillin zekel, so I put my tefillin in a paper bag. So I don't plan, I didn't designate the paper bag kavua to always put my tefillin. I don't have a place to put my tefillin, so I put one in this pocket, one in the other pocket. I didn't designate the pocket. So the pocket does not become osaba nor as tashmishe kedusha. But if I, cause it's only tzarbe v'loy azmenei. But if azmenei v'loy tzarbe, I dedicated, I made up my mind, I'm going to use this tefillin zekel for my pair of tefillin, but I didn't put the tefillin in yet, so that's called hazmana. So that's a machlokes abai v'rabba, whether hazmana nilsi, hazmana lav nilsi. So the Gemara Brachas on today's daf yam happens to quote that. That's from Sanhedrin on this daf. And then Zayin, Memches. And the Gemara has the original machlokes abai v'rabba on Mem Zayin on the basis, ha'orig beged lamei, someone died. If someone is still alive, and you buy a pair of tachrichim, and I designate, when I die, I want you to bury me in these tachrichim. So I didn't die yet. So no one says that's not called a hazmana. Or begel ha-meis, or ashi adam mishameis. He died already. Lach ha-shameis. If he didn't die yet, so you can't say hazmana milsi. But if there is a dead body, which is asabano, and the tachrichim of a meis are asabano, that's Rabbi Kivegi has a machlek, is that there I said the rabbanon. Tamasha Miriam at the Kavasham goes on Miriam's body, doesn't go on the Tachrich. So that's a machlek is Achrein, whether that's the Raisa the Rabban. The Chorf, you hold that Ora Meis is only the Rabban. So how can you say Tachrichim is also Menatar? The Ora Meis should at least be like Misham Sheyamis. I think Rabbi Kivega points that out. So if Rabbi Meisha assumes that Ora Meis is only the Rabban, so Mustamir, the Tachrichim is also only the Rabban. So the Gemara has this machlekes, whether hazmana milsa, hazmana lav milsi. And of course we pasken like Rove, that hazmana lav milsi. It's not one of the yalkigam, the six exceptions to the rule, where we pasken like Abai. We pasken like Rove. The Gemara says, machlekes, how do you pasken? Luchos ha-kavosa de Rove, because it's not from the yalkigam. So the Gemara says, this machlekes, Abai ve-Rove, whether hazmana milsa, hazmana lav, is really a machlekes ha-panoi. So the Gemara quotes a braisa from Menachos. You have tefillin, you have parshas of tefillin, and you made the batim from leather, or behemoth tahira, but you didn't do the ibud lishma. When I took the hide and I converted it into leather to make it into the batim, then you have to have ibud lishma or not. So that's a machlokes. Tanakama says, if it's or behemoth tahira, afal pishalo ibudon lishma. There's no need to do the work to convert it into leather lishma. Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees, you have to do you have to do the Shman. So the Gemara says, this machlekes Tanakam, Reb Shimon Gamliel, is the machlekes Abai v'Ravua, the hazmana milsa, hazmana la milsa. In which direction is it Tobi Zebizah?
Rashi and Taisus.
So it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. So Rashi says, if you hold hazmana milsa he, like Abaye, then it makes sense to make Ibud l'shma. It'll be chal. If you hold hazmana la milsa, the way we pass like Rava, so what are you wasting? It's an act of futility. What are you doing, Ibud l'shma? Nothing changed. Nothing was chal. So according to Rashi, it should come out l'psak halacha that since we paskin like Rav, it's not from the Al-Kagam, we paskin the hazmana lav milsihi, so you're going to do Ibud l'shma is a waste of time. You're not accomplishing anything. So it should come out l'maskan halacha l'maisa that you don't need Ibud l'shma. We should paskin like the Tanakam, you don't need Ibud l'shma. So the Taisus on that dat, on my mches and the base, quotes the Rabbi Natam is upset about Rashi. How can he say like that? He has a rife. He thinks he has a rife on the Gemara and Gittin. He can dings it, but there. I think he has a rife on the Gemara and Gittin that you do need Lishma. You do need Ibud Lishma. Because the Gemara says there, a fellow wrote a Sefer Torah and he sold it to someone else for $40,000. And then after he sells it to the other guy, then he says, I want you to know that when I took the hide and I converted it into parchment, I didn't do it Lishma. Or is the hide was not gvilin lo nevdan lishma. So Gemara has a whole discussion. Does he have the manas? Does he not have the manas? Erech nem isim, because he didn't tell him to left. He sold it to him. So is he neman or not? So you see from the Gemara that the din is that a Sefer Torah where the hide was not worked on, they didn't do the parchment lishma, it is not kosher. So the Rabbi Natan assumes it's the same din. Or HaParshios, the klaf for the Sefer Torah, the gvilin of the Sefer Torah, and the Or HaBatim is the same din. So you see from the Gemara that we pasken like Rava, that the Gemara says we pasken like Rava Hazman of Amilsi. And we pasken like the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Nun Daled, that the gvilin of the Sefer Torah need Ibud Lishma. According to Rashi, it's a contradiction. If you hold the Hazman of Amilsi, you're engaged in an act of futility. You don't accomplish anything by doing Ibud Lishma. Nothing is chal. So how can it be? It's astir and psak. So Rabbi Natan says, and before Rabbi Natan, everything is fakir. That the assumption of the sugya is that before the sefer starts to write the parshios, the parchment has to be klap shel sefer Torah, and before you put on the batim on the parshios and the tefillin, has to be batim shel tefillin. Before you put it on, it has to be batim shel tefillin. See, if you would have held like Abaye that has a mana milsehi, so there would have been no need to do the Ibud Lishma. You just put parchment in the store, and you designated, I plan to write a Sefer Torah on this, and Shem has a Chal Hashem or Shul Sefer Torah, Hazmana Milsehi. You don't need Ibud Lishma. You make a Hazmana, so before you write the Bereshis Bar Lekim on the Klaf, it was already called the Klaf Shul Sefer Torah, because Hazmana Milsehi. And before you put the Batim on top of the Parshios and the Tefillin, it has to have a Shem Batim Shel Tefillin. So according to Abai, you don't need Ibud Lishmo on the Batim. Just make a Hazmana. Buy leather in the store. Secular, done by secular, by Goy. And designated L'Shem Tefillin. It'll have a Chal Hashem, Batim Shel Tefillin, before you put the Parshios in. No problem. But because we don't Paskan like Abaye, we Paskan Hazmana La Milsehi. So that's why we require Ibud Lishmo. If you do an Ibud Lishmo, then it's called Klap Shel Sefer Torah, then it's called Gvilin Shel Sefer Torah, and then it's called Batim Shel Tefillin. That's how the Rabbi Natan learns Pshat Vakir. Okay. The Balamor in Sukkah on Daf Tez talks a little bit about this. So he learns like the Rabbi Natan. He likes the Rabbi Natan's Pshat better than Rashi because of the stir in the Sukkah. So here the Gemara has a discussion. What does it have to do with Parshas Hashavuot? We started talking about the Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says, where is the Mokar of Abai Shita? Gemara says, Orik Begel Lamei says, Amachlegis Abai V'Rav, whether Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa. In my time with Abai, how does Abai know that Hazmana Milsa? Gama Sham Sham, the Egla Rufa. Sham Sham is the Gzereshavet to teach you that a Mace is Asabano. So they're talking about Tachrichim for the Mace. Probably only with the Rabbanan. If you hold the Ora Meis only awesome of the Rabban, it's in the Islam of the Tachrichim for sure is only awesome of the Rabban. It's further away than the Ora Meis. Ora Meis for sure is Mishamshi Meis. So we're talking about an Asmachta. So Abai holds, since you learn out Shom Shami Egla Rufa, Ma Egla Rufa Bahazman and Mitzra, the Mishnah says that Egla Rufa is Asmana, but it doesn't say when the Yisahanor begins. So that's a Machloikis in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, when the Mishnah gives the whole list of all the Yisari Hanor. That if you mekadesh b'shov kesef, if it's isur hanor, it's no good for kiddushin. So the Mishnah lists off that egla rufa is asam hanor. It doesn't say what point it becomes asam hanor. So the Gemara in Krisis, where you have the whole sugya about egla rufa. So the Gemara in Krisis quotes a machlek zab yechon reish lochish, where you say yibidasa lanachal esan oisrasa, or you say arifasa oisrasa. It only becomes asam hanor after you do the arifa. Or it becomes Asamano from the time you take it down to Nachal Esa. So the... Mishnah increases has a din. Let's say we're in the middle of fulfilling the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. Ready to Kadanta Nachaleisan. They're about to do the Arifa. And they call on the cell phone. Stop the music. Nimtza Hahorik. The whole purpose of Degla Rufa is in order to be able to find who the murderer is. Nimtza Hahorik. If you know, lo noda mihiko. Once you identify who the murderer was, then there's no longer a need for Degla Rufa. So it says, even though you already did Yiridosel and Nachaleisan, Nimtza Hahorik, so Teitze Vitir Beida. You can take this Egla that he didn't do the Arifa yet, and heard blend it back into the herd, it's muta b'hana. So the Gemara comments there increases that the Mishnah only goes, the Gemara says, this machlokes amarai, mabecha mishlokish, whether you redossel the nachalaisan or isrosa, or arifosa isrosa, is really a machlokes hatanoim. So the Mishnah goes with the sheet, arifosa isrosa. So Kozman, you didn't do the arifa, didn't yet become masa b'hana, but if you would have held, we paskan la locha, you redossel the nachalaisan or isrosa, so nimta horeg, it doesn't help. You can't say teitzah v'tira beta. This particular animal is going to remain osabano. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Rambam paskins against the Gemara. The Rambam paskins yiridasa l'nachalais anayiswasa. And nonetheless, he quotes the Mishnah Kitzurasa, the nimtza horeg, before you did the arifa teitzah v'tira beta. So then I said, can't miss. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara said the fair. If you hold yiridasa israsa, then it already became osabano. So what does it help? Nimtza horeg. But it's already Yosabano. How can it all of a sudden become Mutabano? So some suggest that there seems to be a machlekes in the Gemara, in the different sugyas, what's the reason why you read Osa Isrosa? This Gemara here in Sanhedrin, Mzayin Amibes, is explaining Abai Shita, Abai Holton Kola Torakula, Hazmona Milsi, by the Gvilin for the Sefer Torah, and Batim for the Tfilin, and the Misham Shiameis, and the Tfilin Zekel, and Kola Tarkuli holds Hazmona Milsehi. So he derives it from Yiridasa Israsa. He learns it out. Yiridasa Israsa. The other Gemara seem to say Yiridasa Israsa because that's the beginning of the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. You begin, the Kiyama mitzvah begins. Not only does it become Asabano at the Gemar Kiyama mitzvah, Arifasa, Arifa is the Gemara mitzvah, the Trilas mitzvah is Yiridasa Israsa. That's the beginning. So the Gemara increases that says, if you would have held Yibidosa Isrosa, Nimtza Horeg, it'll remain Osabano. That Gemara goes, but the Shita Yibidosa Isrosa, because that's the Trilos Kima Mitzvah. So it already became Osabano, so Fafan is not waiting to be matterit. But the Rambam maybe is going with this Sugya. We don't paskin like Abai, we paskin like Rava Hazmana Vamilsit, but the understanding of Abai is that Yibidosa Isrosa is Betoris Hazmana. It's not that the Trilos Kima Mitzvah is the Osir. No, if you're taking it already down to Nachaleisan, that's already Hazmana. So Hazmana, Abai holds Hazmana Milsi. Hazmana Milsi. So maybe the Rambam understands that that's Xeris HaKosov there. We usually paskin Hazmana La Milsi, and that's Xeris HaKosov, that's an exception to the rule. That's what Rava says. Why doesn't Rava learn out like Abai Hazmana Milsi from Egla Rufa? That's different. That's the Gufai Kedusha. We're talking about Tashmishi Kedusha. So Gufai Kedusha is different. It's Mochomer, so then you say Hazmana Milsi. But another thing's not. So maybe the Rambam understood that if you hold that Yiridasa Israsas Vataras Hazmana, it's only if it's still on its way. But once it's Nimtza Horik, so the jig is up. You can't go any further. It turns out that this was a Hazmana for something that's just not going to be.
Like
so that for sure is mutter.
No, but it's like that.
Oh, it's like that.
Because Nimtza
Horeg. No, but it shouldn't be like that. It should be like putting aside a tefillin bag and not using it for tefillin. But that's Hazmana Milsahi.
But he had a brera since he could have used it for tefillin. Let's say he sets aside tachrichim, according to Abaye, and then he changes his mind. He wants to get more expensive or less expensive. But he had a brera. He could have proceeded. So that's a Hazmana where Abaye holds Hazmana Milsahi. We pass on Hazmana La Milsahi. But
outside prevents it.
But if the halacha says he can't, if the halacha says he can't continue, so maybe that's a yishuv on the Rambam. A possibility. That's what some say. Maybe that's the teretz on the Rambam. The Rambam, true, the Rambam paskins yiridosa isrosa, but he doesn't accept the Gemara increases that if you hold yiridosa isrosa, it can't become mutter because the Gemara goes with the shita yiridosa isrosa b'teres chilas kiyama mitzvah creates the issa. And the Rambam holds Yiridasa Israsa because in that case, Hazmana Milsi. Rabbi distinguishes, that's on the top of Mem Chesam et al. Rabbi says, there Yiridasa Israsa because it's Gufei Kedusha. We're talking about Mishamshei Kedusha, Tashmishi Ameis, Atfilm Zekel. So maybe that's the reason for the Rambam. If you did the Haschala and it's Oymed Lekach, so then Hazmana Milsi, Bayegla Rufa. If you decide you want to switch it, you did Yiridasa. I said, no, I'm going to use a different Hida Mitzvah. I want to get a more expensive Egla Rufa. So then, I had a prayer, I could have proceeded. So then you say Yiridasa Israsa B'Torah Sazmana. But if the halacha says you have to stop in the middle, you can't continue for some halachic reason, So maybe the Rambam understood that then ois hazman, that undoes the hazman. Possibility.
Can you say the other way also? Maybe you could say hazmana asers, and there's no way out of it. But the Gemara in Krisus, which would say that Yuri doesn't offer Esan Osrasa, is because that's assuming you're going to follow through with it. So it's almost like a Tanai, meaning it's Usr now, assuming that you follow through with it. If you don't follow through with it, so then retroactively it would never become Usr. But if hazmana milsehi, the hazmana makes it Usr. So there's no way to break that. Mashenkin, if the Tchilas Maitse makes it Usr, so the Tchilas Maitse is... Because there's an assumption, there's going to be a Gemara, so maybe it's almost like...
Could be. Okay, can say both. I don't know. But that's the problem. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam passing Yiridosa Yisrosa and still Nimsahari Ketzi V'tir Be'eder. So then I say, Kem say it's against the Gemara. So some suggest maybe the Teretz has something to do with this, that there seem to be different Gemaras as to why Yiridosa Yisrosa. Yiridosa B'Teretz Tchilas Kima Mitzah. Yiridosa B'Teretz Hazmana. Abai says B'Teretz Hazmana. So here the Gemara proceeds. The Gemara says, Abaye learns that Hazmana Milsihi, Sham Sham Egla Rufa, because it's talking about Misham Sham Meis. So, Vatam Shamir, Vatikav Sham, that's how you know Meis is also Mana, on the assumption that Misham Sham Meis is also included, either Menatar or Medirabana. So he learns that Sham Sham Egla Rufa, that Hazmana Milsihi. And Rava holds, no, you learn that from a different Baka, from Abedazar. Then the Gemara says, Virava, in the last two lines, why doesn't Rava learn that from Egla Rufa? Why doesn't he learn from Egla Rufa that Hazmana Milsi? Amalach Rava, so Rava will answer, no. Mishamshim and Mishamshim Gamina Lapuk Egla Rufa, he Gufa Kedusha. There's Gufi Kedusha and there's Mishamshi Kedusha. So, Orik Begala Meis is Tashmishi HaMeis. Or you set aside the Tfilin Zekel, that's Tashmishi Kedusha. So there Rava holds Hazmana La Milsi, but in the Gufi Kedusha, the Egla Rufa is the Gufi Kedusha, that's Mochomer. So there you say Hazmana Milsi. That's the simple reading in the Gemara. So the Ramon Hilchas Tefillin writes like that. Halachi quotes the Nemukah Yosef over here, quotes a Rabbeinu Ache. It's not the Bala Shilt, it's not Rab Achoy. Some other Rishon are going, whoever, some who lived before the days of the Nemukah Yosef. And the Ramon quotes the Rabbeinu Ache in the Nemukah Yosef says like that. That when do you say, when do we pass like Rava, Hazman Alav Milsehi, that's by Tashmishin, Tefillin Zekel, or the Tachrichim for the Meis, or similar things. But by the Klapshel, Parshios, I did Ibud Lushman, I plan to use this to write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah on it. So then you're not allowed to use it for Direchol, because Hazmana Milsi in the Gufik Dush. So but the Gemara had the Machlekes Hatanoim by the Batim. So the answer is no, the Batim are Tashmishik Dush. They're not Gufik Dush. So the Machlekes is only on Batim, because it's Tashmishik Dush. The Gemara here says that Kitanoi, this Machlekes Abai Barabba, is the same Machlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanakama, where they need Ibud Lishmona. So the Rabbeinu Acha will say, the Machlekes is only on the bottom Shal Tefillin, because it's not Gufi Kedusha, it's only Tashmishi Kedusha. Mashenikain, the Parshios, there everyone would agree that Hazmana Ilz Milsi.
Even though as a Shim Shal Shakai and the Gemara and Rashi considers that to be somewhat significant, it's still not going to turn it into
probably after he finishes, after he puts the shin in the dalit, and when you have the shin, that's mamish the ois. Probably goes before he made the ois shin.
Okay.
Before, once you make the ois shin, so it has a kedushas ksab. Yeah. So this is that's how the Rama passes. This is problematic. The batim shel tefillin is only tashmishi kedusha. The tefillin zekel is tashmishi kedusha. Let's say the cardboard boxes that they put the batim in. Someone asked me the other day, a lot of people take the siddur and they have the tefillin zekel, and then they put two cardboard boxes, and then they put the siddur leading on top of the cardboard boxes. Someone asked me if you're allowed to do that. I said, I think you're not allowed to. I thought the cardboard boxes have the status of tashmishi kedusha. So you're not allowed to lean a siddur on top of it. I thought it's not permissible. So,
the Shalyad one goes on top of the cover of the Yisrael.
I mean, the top goes on that, but the bottom has nothing else covering it. That should, the cardboard box should be a Tashmishi Kedusha for that.
The cardboard box that covers the entire thing.
No, the case.
Cardboard
case,
box, yeah, it covers the bottom. Yeah, the case. Yeah.
Aga, would you think that, and sometimes people take mezuzah and they wrap it in saran wrap, what they put it in, is it saran wrap also Tashmish HaKadosh?
I thought it is.
It is.
So when you want to change
it,
you
have to hit Mishkaniza.
I thought so. I thought you have to put it in the Shemus. Yeah, I thought so. So the Chayre, the tefillin zekel is only Tashmish HaKadosh, you can live without a tefillin zekel. The cardboard boxes, the plastic boxes that you put on top, that's only Tashmish HaKadosh. But the batim are Tashmish HaKadosh. The batim are mishamish, the parshios, but there are three, Rakhaim writes in the Sefer, there are three parts to tefillin that are ikuv. You have parshios, batim, and ritzuis. If you're missing one of them, so the tefillin are not kosher. So why is it only Tashmish HaKadosh? There should be gufi HaKadosh. It's Tashmish HaKadosh, it's mishamish, the parshios, but it's gufi HaKadosh because HaKadosh is tefillin. Why should it be Tashmishim? That's a problem according to this Rav Acha. Rav Acha takes the Gemara Kipshuto. There are more paskins like this Rabbeinu Acha. That the Machlokes HaTanoim, Machlokes HaBai V'Rov, and the Machlokes HaTanoim only goes on the bottom, doesn't go on the parashiyas. Because the parashiyas are goofy Kedusha, and there everyone would agree that has Mana Milsayim. The Machlokes only on Tashmishi Kedusha, namely the bottom. The bottom are on Tashmishi. So that's problematic. So it's interesting, the Balamor, there in Sukkot, also writes like that. He says the Machlokes HaTanoim, see the Rabbi Netam was bothered with Akasha. Isn't there a steer over here? Here we pass like Rav that has mana lav milsehi. According to Rashi, what that means is that if you're going to do lishma, it's worthless, it's meaningless, you accomplish nothing. And the Gemara in Gittin says, Sefer Torah shekasafti, gvilin lo nevdan lishma. So you see from the whole discussion in the Gemara that you have to do ibud lishma on the klaf of the Sefer Torah. So Rabbi Netam does not distinguish between the parshios, the klaf of the Sefer Torah, as opposed to the batim. He puts the both together. So he's bothered with the kashi. If he passed like Rav, has manala milsi, so according to the way Rashi learns, manala milsi, nothing is accomplished by doing the ibul lishma. So why do you need the ibul lishma? So that's why he's forced into learning pshat fakir. And the Balamor of Prue, he likes the Rabbi Netam pshat. As be fakir. If you hold hazmana milsi, then there would be no need to do ibul lishma. Just make hazmana before you write the parshas. So the Balamor comes up with a teretz. He says, no, they're two different things. On the klaf, on the gvilin of the Sefer Torah, that's the gufi kedusha. It's not just that you have the oisius, the inka, the oisius is gufi kedusha, and the klaf on the bottom is tashmishi kedusha. No, that's oisius parchas ba'avir. You have to have the ink with the klaf on the bottom. The ink with the klaf is gufi kedusha, the Balamor says. So by gufi kedusha, everybody agrees that you have to have ibud lishma, and the machlokes hatanaim is only on the bottom. That's how the Balamor writes. So they, in the back of the Gemara Sukkah, they have horas from Rav Mordechai Banet. He was the Rav of Hungary the days of Echsam Sofer. So he and the Chazon Ish has the same kasha also. They say, isn't there a steer in the Balamor? Balamor says the machlokes hatanaim is only on tashmishi kedusha. But on the Gufi Kedusha, everybody agrees that you need Ibud Lishma. But the Baal HaMor learns like the Rabbeinu Tam. Everything fakir. That if you hold Hazmana Milsehi, then you don't need Ibud Lishma. All you have to do is make a Hazmana later. You only need Ibud Lishma if you hold Hazmana La Milsehi. So how can the Baal HaMor say two things that contradict
each other? There's no Hechrich anymore, because the whole Kasha is the Hechrich to say like Rabbeinu Tam. He answers the Kasha differently. Isn't that what he's going to do to answer? He's going to answer his kasha, and there's no hecher for Rabbeinu Tam anymore.
There's no hecher, but he thinks that that's the pshat.
Uh-huh.
But the two comments that he makes contradict each other. How can he say that the gvilin for the Sefer Torah, there never was a machlek, because everybody agrees that you need ibul lishma, because that's the gufi kedusha. And the whole machlek is only is on the batim, because they're tashmishi kedusha. But he himself says faker, that if you hold, what do you mean gufi kedusha? I mean a gufi kedusha, he holds like the Ramah, b'shem Rabbeinu Acha. That hazmana milsehi. If hazmana milsehi, then the Rabbeinu Tam says he didn't need ibul lishma. So how did everything come out fakir? So the answer is, the Rav Mordechai Banet and Chazon Ish yes, kastir and the Baal HaMor minei ubei. So in one paragraph he writes both things. How can it be? So the answer is you have to look back in the Gemara. The Gemara mem zainam and beis in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says Abai learns out hazmana milsehi from Egla Rufa. And Rava learned that as Manala Milsi from a different marker. So then the Gemara said, Rava, my time of Lagam and Begla Rufa, what was the question? So the Pasha Pshat was, why does Rabbi disagree with Abaye? Abaye learns that from Egla Rufa, that Yiridasa Yisrasa, so you see Hazmana Milsehi. So what does Rabbi do with that? Why not learn out from Egla Rufa, that Hazmana Milsehi, Frek Taisvis? But it says there increases that Rabbi holds Arifasa Yisrasa. Rabbi disagrees, the whole premise, he holds Arifasa Yisrasa. So how can the worry ask, but Rabbi, my time, I like Gomam Egla Rufa? What do you mean? Arifasa Yisrasa said it, so there's no marker. So Taisvis says, no, that was the Kasha. Why did Rabbi have to give a different marker? That has mana la milsehi. He should have given the same marker as Abai. They should both say sham sham egla rufa. Abai the shitasa holds yiridasa israsa, and he holds yiridasa is betaris hasmana. And Rabbi holds arifasa israsa, so you see hasmana la milsehi. So we'll let Rabbi say his sheet, the hasmana. Not the Gemara is asking, Rabbi, my time ala gama megla rufa, why doesn't he agree with Abai? Taisus is Madaika, doesn't say Virava Ma Time Alay Omakabai. Doesn't say that. It says Rava, the little Taisa on the bottom says, Rava, why doesn't Rava learn that his Shita? Hazmana la milsi from Megla Rufa the Shita Sai, that Rava himself says Beferish increases that Hazmana Arifasa Israsa. So you see that Yiridasa doesn't asa. So you see that Hazmana la milsi. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. So if that was the kasha, why doesn't Rava learn out Hazmana la milsehi from Egla Rufa because of Rifasa Asrasa? So what was the answer? And for the Gemara Omalach, Rava will say no. Mishamshim and Mishamshim Gamina la puke, Mishamshim Gamina la puke Egla Rufa, the Higufa Kedusha. This is the Chfaker. The way you learn Pasha Pshad, Rava is masking with Abaye. That Yiridasa Israsa. That's because in Gufi Kedusha, Hazmana Milsehi. But in Mishamshin, maybe Hazmana La Milsehi in Mishamshin. But the way Taisus reinterprets the Kasha was not, why doesn't Rava agree with Abai? No, Rava holds Arifasa Israsa. So the Kasha was, let Rava learn his Shita, that Hazmana La Milsehi from Egla Rufa, and for the Gemara name, by Egla Rufa, Hazmana La Milsehi, because it's Gufi Kedusha. But by Tashmish Kedusha, maybe there it's Hazmana Milsi. So how do you read the Gemara? In the back of the Gemara, they refer you to Chuvas Rabbi Kivegas in the Gimel. He says he doesn't know how to read the Gemara. What's the Gemara's teretz? Shouldn't it be a Kavachayma? If by the Gufi Kedusha you say Hazmana La Milsihi, so Kavachayma by Tashmish Kedusha should certainly be Hazmana La Milsi. That's Rabbi Kivegas' time. So then it's Siv, in his beer on the Shiltis, says no. He says it reads very well. If you orig beged lachai, I buy tachrichim and I tell my children, achamei es mishana, I want you to bury me in this tachrichim. Because then everybody agrees that you don't say hazmana milsehi. You have to have a mace. If you have a mace, so when you put the tachrichim on the mace, then it's called mishamsha mace. Because it's mishamish the mace bepoil mamish. If you designate it, I go to the store and I buy tachrichim and the mace exists. So that's a machlekes abai v'rab. It's already called mishamsha mace al shem ha'osid. Because I plan to be Mishamish the Mace with it, are they saying that? It's only Mishamish the Mace if it's actually Mishamish Bepoil Mamish. I buy a tefillin zekel. I own a pair of tefillin. If I don't own a pair of tefillin, I buy a tefillin zekel first. So what do you mean? This is Mishamish the tefillin. Which tefillin? It's like buying tachrichim before the person died. So the chore, the whole machlek sabai v'rave, if you're, today's daf yomi, if you're, as I buy a tefillin zekel and I designate it. I want to use it for the tefillin. If I possess the tefillin already, if I don't have the pair, I'm going to buy a pair of tefillin somewhere. So what do you mean? It's mishamish. Which pair of tefillin is it mishamish? Yeah, you have to have. I think they quote from the Brisker Rabbah like that in the Piyashimur, that if you didn't buy the tefillin yet, so it's not shaykh to say that the Azmanay.
So when they make the bag, that's a riot. That when they make the bag, that's not called Azmanay because they don't know what they're making the bag for. It's only right. When you buy the bag, maybe, but not when they make the bag.
L'chari, but if you buy the bag and you already have a pair of tefillin, right. So then it's mitzuref to them. L'chari, it should be like that. It could be that it's not because they quote from the Brisker Rabbah comment that the Rabbanu Shalom, Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Rabbanu Shalom instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to make luchais, then he told him to make an orin. Then Lamaisa, when he did fakir. First he made the orin, then he made the luchas. So the Baruch Shalom said, b'tzeil kel ha'yisa, even though the tzivit was given first on the luchas, then the arayin, but b'tzal understood you have to do fakir. Like a shadow is the opposite. You have to do the opposite. So the velt fek takashi, why did the Baruch Shalom say backwards? Why didn't he say straight? But the Biskurab said, The Rabban Shalom couldn't, you can't give a tzivui an aron before you have a tzivui an luchas. An aron is Masham Shekadusha. So if you don't have al pidin, a tzivui, that there should be such a thing as luchas, so you can't have a tzivui to have. So first, the Rabban Shalom has to formulate, there is a principle of a gufi kedusha luchas. Then once there exists in the world, there exists such a tzivui for luchas, then you can talk about a tzivui for Masham Shek. So that's what they quote from the Briska Rav, on Chumash, Mei Piyashmo. So it could be that once there exists a mitzvah of tefillin, it could be when you buy tefillin, exactly, even I personally don't own a pair of tefillin. It could be that it would be called Tashmish Kedusha. Mistama that not. We'll never know the truth because we don't pass them like I buy.
That's but, only for the person who buys it and has to buy tefillin also. But he's saying, let's say it's still in the store and the company produced it.
Mm-hmm.
They have no shaykhs of tefillin. Or they have their own tefillin, not using it for that. Mm-hmm. So as long as it's still in the store, it doesn't have that.
Could be. Good. So now I'll see here, Rabbi Kadega is bothered. How do you read the Gemara? If Tosfos Pshat is correct, Verova, the Gemara didn't say Verova my time loyama kabaye from Egla. The Rava says Verova my time let him learn his shita hazmana labnilsi from Egla Rufa. So the Gemara answers no. Egla Rufa is gufi kedusha, so by gufi kedusha hazmana labnilsi. But by Mishamshim there would be room to say that hazmana is milsi. How can it? So Rabbi Kadega shouldn't be a kabachim. So then it's Ziv writes and it's beer on the shoulders? No. By the goofy kedusha, that's like the guy didn't die yet. See, everybody served called Adam Lomus, so we should all, guys are geuses, gonna say the geuses is already also Bano. Because it's Aymed Lomus, everyone is Aymed Lomus. You can't say like that. Then it's Ziv quotes a Gemara in Hazov. The Gemara says, Bode Machal Hakach Magdishin. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, so the workers were building the wall, they would lean on the wall, they would put their hammers in there. And their utensils on the wall. So isn't it Mila Beheg? The Gemara says, first they built the wall, everything was chol. And after everything was finished, then they were magdashit. So yes, but if the din would have been like Abaye, we're safe. We pass like Rav. But how does Abaye understand that practice? They know this is going to be the Beis HaMikdash. Why not say Hazmana Milsi? So he says, no. It doesn't make sense to say Hazmana Mosi in the Guf HaDover. That's like, the guy's still alive. That's like, Erg Beged Lachai. If you have a mace, if you have a pair of tefillin, and I buy a tefillin zekel, so I can understand, I buy a sheet that this is called Tashmishi HaMace, this is called Tashmishi Kedusha, because I designated the Kedushas here, that's also Bano. I designate this to be Mishamish, the Kedusha, Mishamish the Mace. It's called Tashmishi HaMace, Tashmishi Kedusha. But on the Guf HaKedusha, and the Guf HaDover. If there's nothing there, it's like Achai, the guy's still alive. He's not also Bano because he's Sofa Lomus, but a Machavahak Machdishin. So then it says the Gemara reads very well. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Obviously, that's what the Balamor holds. Balamor holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. That if you hold Hazmana Milsehi, then you don't need Ibud Lishma. You only need Ibud Lishma if you hold Hazman Alam Milsi. So he says, when is there a Machlekes Hatanoim where they need Ibud Lishma by the Batim? So, true, the Batim Agufi Kedusha, but like Rav Chaim writes in his Sefer, the Batim, the Torah's Kedusha's Tefillin, all three are Likuva, the Parshias, the Batim, and the Ritzuas. So the Torah's Kedusha's Tefillin, the Batim Agufi Kedusha. Gufi Kedusha, nobody ever said Hazmana Milsi. That's how the Balamor clearly holds. He holds like the Netziv's shot.
So it's not like the Ramah. Against the Ramah.
The opposite from the Ramah.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara made a distinction between Gufi Kedusha and Tashmishi Kedusha. Ramah quotes Rav Acha in one direction. Rabbi Kedega was concentrating on that the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. And the Balamor holds Fakert. He holds like the Netziv explains that by Gufi Kedusha, there never would be a Machlekes Hatanoim. So the whole Machlekes Hatanaim is only by Batim of Tfilin. The Batim of Tfilin are Gufi Kedusha vis-a-vis Kedusha's Tfilin. But it's Mishamshi Kedusha vis-a-vis the Parshios. So one Tana says, oh, it's Mishamshi. And I have the Parshios already. So I can designate the Batim that this is going to serve as the Batim for the Parshios. So if you hold Hazmana Milsi, you don't need Ibud Lishma. But by the gvilin of the Sefer Torah, by the Gufi Kedusha, of course you're going to need Ibud Lishma. Nobody holds Hazmana Milsi. Fakert, the Balamor is very good. Balamor explains very well. The thing, the missing link in the Balamor is that he holds punkt verkehrt from the Ramah. He holds like the svara that in its evas.
The Beis Halevi in his drushas holds like the Ramah. He has his whole drush about guf kedusha not needing hasmon and palmid chachamim being like guf kedusha. That's just assuming. The Pasha is the reading of the Gemara, but the Nativ is saying that the way Tais has to read this Gemara, the way Tais reads the Gemara, it has to come out the opposite.
Just the opposite. So that's how the Balamor read it. The whole Machlekes HaTanaim is only by the Batim, because true, the Batim Agufi Kedusha Mitzad Kedusha Tzvilim, but the Batim HaTashmishi Kedusha Mitzad Kedusha HaParshios. The Batim HaMishamesh, it's a cover for the Parshios. So because it's Tashmishin, so it's neat and lahayomer. There's one tanu of things that has mana milsi, and therefore you don't need evil lishma. But on the klaf, on the parsha themselves, it's only gufi kedusha. It's not tashmishi kedusha. Only gufi kedusha. Nobody holds as mana milsi. So everyone would agree that you have to have evil lishma. That's how the Palamar apparently read the Gemara. I wanted to start off with this, because it has to do with this week's parsha, with the Egla Rufa. In this week's parsha, you have unrelated topic. You have the two psukim about when you need shnei edim. So one pasuk says al pishnei mashlosh edim yumas ameis, and one pasuk says al pishnei edim mashlosh edim yakum dover. So the Gemara understands that yakum dover goes on didim aminus. So the Gemara learns that dover should be erva and each shnei edim ki motzav erva is dover mi mamin. That yakum dover goes on aminus, even though the simple pshat in the pasuk is. Sounds that the second pasuk is also talking about dealing the fashe. So the Gemara understands not so. The first pasuk al pishnai made him up pishlosha edim yumas ameisus nefashes, and the second pasuk is dini mamenus. And then dovah shebierba also needs based on the xerishov. There's a difference. The halacha says, let's say you have a situation of dovah shebierba. Would a roiv be mevarer? Shaila, if the woman is an eshes ishanah, the husband drowned. So when I tell the husband drowned, even my shame myself, you go basar roiv. My shame myself is a chumer midirabbanan. How come by dovah shebierva you go basar roiv, and by mamon it's ein holz mamon achar roiv? By nefoshes also tosis the Rambam also you don't go basar roiv. Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisuri Bia. Rambam writes about mamzer and sofik mamzer. He writes all the dinim. So he says if you find the tinuk mushloch ba'ir, the Gemara at the end of the first parak and the last half of the first parak increase in Tzuvos. Quotes all the dinim. If the rive of the women who are able to give birth in this city are Jewish, are you assume the baby is Jewish? So then it's a Safik Mamzer, Hasan the Rabbanim, a Sufi. And if the rive of the women in the city are Nachrim who are able to give birth, so then you assume the baby is a girl. So let's say this child, the rive is that he's Jewish, he grows up, that he marries a woman, and the woman, so we make him a bar mitzvah, he goes to yeshiva, we give him a smicha, the whole works, he gets married. And then his wife is Mizana. The Rambam says, no, you can't give her Einish Misa, because maybe he wasn't Jewish in the first place. You can't give Din and the Foshes based on a Roy. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam is Masig, the Gemara says, Beferishim Sahed and Daf Samachtas, you do go Basar Roy and Din and the Foshes. So there's a Teretz on the Rambam. Zoftan Spanach has a very good Teretz on the Rambam. How he's not contradicting the Gemara. So how come, let's say, according to the Rambam, by Nefoshes and Madin and Mammon, you don't go Basar Roy? So the Shev Shmaitzer writes the reason why, because Akzeris HaKozlach, Bishnai made him, anything less than Edim is not acceptable. So Roiv is less than Edim. If you have a contradiction between Edim and Roiv, so the Edim are going to win. So Akam Adov Shebier, but you do go Basar Roiv. So the sum of the answer is because it's not an explicit Basak that says you need two Edim. It's Akzeris Shabbatov Adov Amin Mamet. So since it's not Bufurish in the Basak, Yalfusa, it means Erechot is no good, you need Shnei Edim. But you can't say, the Basak says you need Shnei Edim, anything less is not acceptable. So so those are the three cases that you need Shnei Edim, you need Mamanis and Nefashis and Dovish B'Yerva. Dovish B'Yerva is not Mefurish Pasuk, it's like Alfusa. So there the Halacha says that the Roiv is good. By Mamanis and Nefashis, the Shev Shmait says the reason why Roiv is not good, according to the Rama, even by Nefashis, because of Mefurish Pasuk, anything less than Shnei Edim is not acceptable. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara has a whole discussion to establish that someone is Bar Mitzvah. Boy, you're a girl, so you need Shnei Edim. The Gemara says, Shnei Mamachas Begaba, Shnei Mamachas Bekresa, by Dova, Balechotzi Dova. So the Gemara assumes that you need Shnei Edim. How do you know you need Shnei Edim? Why don't you say it's Erechadem and Bisurim? You want to know whether the boy is Bar Mitzvah Zimuchiv, can he be Mitzarfin Taminion, can he sign a get Lishma, and so on, whatever. So why do you need Shnei Edim? Shouldn't it be Erechadem and Bisurim? So the Sifrei has on the Pasuk, that's the pasuk. So the Sifrei Darshan, The ish means ish pat the cotton. To say that he's a godl as opposed to being a cotton, so that needs shnei edim also. The godless has the status like a dovish of the yerva, so you need two kashur edim. How far do you go with that? So let's say the first Mishnah in Makkos talks about kasha zamam. This parsha is also about kasha zamam, parsha shoftim. So the first Mishnah in Makkos talks, two edim testify that a person is a ben grusha b'chagut, so he's a cholo. So you don't give the punishment kasha zamam for various reasons. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says you give him malchus. Why would you have thought that you give kasha zamam? Obviously you need shnei edim kshem to establish that someone is a cholo. If the din would have been that erechon nemim isum to say that, what's the issue about this cholo? Can he duchen? Can he eat truma? Can he get the first aliyah? Can he be makor karbanos and beis? I mean, everything should be erechon nemim isum. Why do you need shnei edim? The assumption seems to be that you need shnei edim because there's the ktzois raises a shaila in hilchas hazama. Ktzois raises a shaila. An erechon comes and he says nisnasech yenecho. The guy's heart, I was on vacation, and I come back, and my next neighbor tells me, a goy came, and he handled all the wine, he made all the wine, osabano. So I'm gonna pour out all the wine. And then all of a sudden, the mazim de rechot, imano yisim, is eid sheker, the tzais raises the shanda, does he have to pay kasha zama? Add $500 worth of wine in the house, and the eid rechot was made b'sheker, and he was huzam, that everything is osabano, and then it turns out that it's not true. Would you make the eid rechot pay? So the Nesivis writes on the Shaila, he thinks that that's not a suffering. There's no room to be done. That the whole parsha says, the whole parsha goes, Shnei Edim, it has to be only when you need Shnei Edim Kshem. If Eidech Nemesim, there's no parsha of Hazon. That's how the Nesivis has the Yisrael.
Because it's not a din of testimony in Beis Din, it's just a modest type of thing?
Eidech Nemesim, yeah, it does need Beis Din. It's a psulim arvos anemonim. So he says, whenever it says eid, it means shnai, it means two kosher eidim. So the parsh of Hazam only applies with the halacha requires shnai eidim kshir. So how does the Nesivis deal with the first Mishnah in Makkos? It says, two eidim testify that he's a cholo. Why don't you say erech and nemim visurim? So there shouldn't be a din of kashazam. So you see from the Mishnah that, what was the Avamina to say? You see from the Mishnah that to establish somebody is a cholo, you need two eidim kshir. So the pashtus is, Rabbi Kivega has in the Tshuvas a correspondence back and forth with the Nesivis whether to establish that someone is a mamzer, whether he needs Shnei Edim Kshir. So we usually assume that yes, like Rabbi Kivega, that you do need Shnei Edim Kshir, based the same as Chola, based on cotton. Whenever it's a Chaloshem on the Gavra, whenever you're establishing the person is a Chola, the person is a mamzer, the person is a Godl, a cotton, it has to do a Chaloshem on the Gavra, that requires Shnei Edim Kshir. That's how we usually assume. The Shev Shmaitzer quotes a machloikas, the Rambam in the Tosis Rid. The Rambam is a Shita Yechidor. The Rambam holds, Eidecha Nememisurim even applies to establish that a woman is a Zayin Asur Elokai, that the woman was Nivul El Apostle of Solom, that she's a Zayin Asur Elokai. So the Rambam gives that as a Moshel, Eidecha Nememisurim. And the Shev Shmaitzer quotes that the Tosis Rid on Kiddushin writes not so. Pashtus is not like the Rambam. Pashtus and all the Gemara's not. Whatever it's to say a chaloshem on the garba, that the woman is a grusha, zayna chalolo, a psul on the garba, that's like chalolos, that's like mamzeris. Pashtus says in each neyem. So the Pashtus is that's based on the pasuk, lo yakum erechet be'ish, prat l'kotten, to say that a person is a kotten or a gadol, that's a chaloshem on the garba. So for that you need shnei edim kshir. There's an interesting tshuva in Avnei Nezen, Chelek Choshimish, but he sent a letter to the chief rabbi of Britain, Rabbi Nathan Adler. I think he was the same time as Rabbi Shimshon of Bar Hershey, who's a Yekesher. So one of his granddaughters used to be a neighbor of mine in Washington. So they were selling some kind of a product that was kosher l'Pesach, and had a letter from Rabbi Nathan Adler, that he personally knows the owner of the factory in England, and he's an Adam Neman, and if he said the man says that it's kosher, he can rely on him that it's kosher. So the Avnei Nezer sent him a letter that if you would say that you personally know that the food is kosher at Pesach, so that's Eidecha Neman Isur, so that would be fine. But you're saying that the man is a Neman. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Edom used to come to say Kiddush HaChodesh. Then it came at a certain point in history that the Tzdukim were Mekalkal. They wanted to torpedo the whole system of Kiddush Acheres al Pi Ariya. So they sent Eide Sheker to testify the Levana was appeared earlier, later, whatever, to confuse the Bezin. So the Bezin wouldn't accept Eides from anybody unless they knew that he was an Adam Kasha. In fact, the Gemara says they used to have a secret code. And only the religious Jews, only the Orthodox Jews knew the code. So at one time the code was, Davar Melchus Soach Havikai. So if the Eidim said the code, then you would know that the emissarium. So that's why some say the meaning is that afterward we say Kiddush Lo, and say Davar Melchus Soach Havikai, that means say Shalom Aleichem three times. The three members of the Bezin say, okay, Shalom Aleichem. Now that you said the code, so we know that you're Orthodox, so we can make a Kabbalah. If you wouldn't say the code, we wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem. Some say like that. And Shulchan Aruch says they say Shalom Aleichem three times to the same person. The Rama says like that. And our minig is that we say to three people. So the minig to say to three people, they say is reminiscent of the Bezin. That the Bezin wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem until a guy knew the secret code. So the Mishnah has what happens if I'm going to go travel to Yerushalayim. I'm going to give Haggadah. They don't know who I am. They have a list of accepted, like the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael. As a list of accepted Rabbonim all over the world, who's getting a good? Who's getting a, whose Geiris is good? So I'm gonna come, they don't know who in the world I am. I saw the Levana. The other people didn't see the Levana. So the Mishnah says, the other two people can be Mechal Shabbos, let's say it's Shabbos. I wanna go, I'm gonna travel on Shabbos. So the other two Eidim are gonna testify on me that I'm an Adam Nemon, so they can also be Mechal Shabbos with me to go to Bez Nagon. So Rabbi Kivega there on Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah quotes the Ritva on Nadav. Why do you need two Eidim to say that I'm an Adam Neman? Let Eid Echad be good. Eid Echad Neman be soon. So he says, no, Chaloshem Agarba to say that a person is a Neman, to say a person is Nishkin Neman, so that's a Dab Shabir. Whenever it's a Chaloshem Agarba, you need two Eidim. So that's what Davne Nezah sent the letter to the chief Rabbi Nathan Adler. If you would say that you know the system, the way they produce the food is Kosher LePesach, that's Eid Echad Neman be soon. But you tell me that the Adam is the Bala factory is an Adam Neman. For that, you have to have two Adam. And you have to have, so two Adam should say in front of the Bezin, and the Bezin should send a ksav that we will make up later is that this man is an Adam Neman. So that's all based on this pasuk. Layakim and Echad the Ish goes in Ish Prat Lakotten. They say that is a God. So you need two Adam by Mammonis, by Nefashis, by Dovah Shabiebers, Dovah Dovah Mi Mammon, and you need by Godel and cotton, and based on the Godel and cotton, we say by Chalolos and Amzeris and Grusha, Chalutza, all Chaloshem and Negaber, Rosha. You need to aid him for all of this. Achreinim have a comment. How come the one Pasuk says Al Pishnaim aid him, the other Pasuk says Al Pishnei aid him? They say because the Pasuk that goes on Din in the Fosha says Shnaim aid him, because the Gemara says Eidus Necheres is no good. If you have so that's only good by Mominus. Machlek is Satanai by Mominus. And we pass like Rishub and Korcha, it's good by Mominus. But by Davishabiyah, by Din and Nefashis, it would be no good. So Shnaim, like it says by Noach, Shnaim, Boel Noach ala Teva. Shnaim means a pair, a zug. So if the two Adam come testify, Turk de Dibra of each other, Gemara says after. Gemara says, I don't have to testify, Turk de Dibra of each other. So by Nefashis, he needs, Eidus Mechadus is no good, so then it's called Shnai. By Mominus, the way we pass on Halacha, Zeh Baha Yom Meir V'chaver Bola Mocha, so it's two Eid Echot, it's not good. Al Pi Shnei Eidim. It's not called Shnai. Al Pi Shnei Eidim. What would you say, we trust that a Hasana, what would you say by, you learn Dova Dova Mi Mamon. What would you say if the Chosin gives a ring to the Kala in the presence of Eid Echot? So the Gemara has in Kiddushin, and Machloikah, so we pass on Nikar Adena in Choshishin with Kiddushin. Beis Shmuel quotes this mag that he's choshish, that he machmei, he should say choshim v'gedushim, like the other opinion in the Gemara. But mikra adim we pass kana mekadosh b'fnei edechot is ein choshim v'gedushim. So let's say he'll give a second ring in the presence of a different edechot. So you have edes miyucheres. So you learn adava dava mi mamen. So by mamen is edes miyucheres is good. So would you say edes miyucheres is good by kiddushin also? Or do you say no? What do you mean? It's Eidus Lekiyam Adover. When he gave the first ring, it was nothing with nothing. Gave the second ring, it was Vaita, nothing with nothing. So nothing and nothing is nothing. If it's Eidus Lebir Adover, let's say Eid Echad says, I saw the Eishes Ish as Inso. So Eid Echad is not sufficient. So another Eid Echad says, on a different occasion, I saw the Eishes Ish was Inso with someone else, or with the same person. So then Eidus Mecheres would be good Lebir Adover. That you learn out from Mama. But to learn out from, just like by Mominus, Eidus Mecheres is good. Labira adava soto edus, nechad is good, lakim adava. So that's a shaila. So the Shagasarya has a tshuva. In the end of the whole Shagasarya, they have a few pay. All the old edition, I have an old edition of the Shagasarya. The old edition, they have two tshuvas from the Shagasarya that appeared in other Sefer Shadis and tshuvas. So he quotes a Yerushalmi. Where the Yerushalmi quotes two brises, what's the din of Eidus Mincheres by Soito. The first mission in Soita, there's a Machlekes HaPanayim, Rav Lezer, Rav Shul. So we paskin, the husband can only bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash for Hashkoas HaSoita if he had two Eidim on the Kinoi and two Eidim on the Stir. Eidechot is not good, neither on the Kinoi nor on the Stir. That's how we paskin. So the Beis HaLevi has a whole famous tshuva, whether the two Eidim needed for the Kinoi are Eidus L'Kim Adoris or Eidus L'Bir Ador. What happened was, so Leitchi told us the background of the Shah. This tshuva was written to Rav Loza Moshe Horvitz. So they learned in Valojin the same time, so they were chaver. So what happened was Rav Loza Moshe Horvitz told his wife, he had to go out of town once, had to go away. He told his wife, if Rabbi X comes to the house, don't let him into the house, I can't stand him. So Rabbi X showed up that day. His wife was embarrassed and said, my husband doesn't like you, I can't let you in. So she let him in. There was no Issa Yichud, it was Baila Ba'ir. Was no Issa Yichud, and the guy, she gave him tea and coffee, with tea and cake, and he left. Then the husband comes home, and the wife says, Rabbi X showed up, and I was embarrassed to say that you can't stand him, so I let him into the house. So Yad HaShayla, maybe it's Kine Stira. He told his wife, don't let Pliny come into the house.
How could be Stira, though, with no Yichud?
Huh?
He said it was Yichud, or was Yichud?
There was no Issa Yichud. There was no Issa Yichud. It was Baila Ba'ir. I think that Avdei Neza has a tshuva he quotes from the Baal HaTanya. I don't know where it is. Maybe it's in the tshuvas. He quotes from the Baal HaTanya that stira is not the same as yichud. Let's say the husband is choshed, his wife is having an affair with her father. So there's no way to yichud, but if the husband is mikane lo benistro, so it's stira. And then he says also, so that's mochomer. Mochomer.
That's not really a din in stira, that's a din in erva. That's not a din in erva, but maybe there has to be a maisa stira.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It doesn't have to be that they ever had the opportunity to have what would be considered yichud with others.
I don't get it, Nachum. But the father does not always say yichud, but if the husband is mekane lo, and then we know that she was nistra with the father, that's kinyas. Even though she didn't violate the issur, she says her husband is amshuvin, and there's no issur. They don't always say yichud, so she's allowed to be misyachud with her father. So nonetheless, she becomes asur al bayna. Stir it is. Then in the other direction, the Baal HaTanya says, let's say there's an office and you have 50 people in the office. Come the end of the day, everybody leaves, and then there's a man and a woman are there, the last one's there. So that's an Issa Yichud. But the Baal HaTanya, he quotes Baal HaTanya, he can't call that stira. Stira means that two people went into the room together. Not you had 50 people and 48 left, and a man and a woman remain behind. That's an Issa Yichud, but it's not called stira. So that's what the Avnei Neza has a tshuva based on the Baal HaTanya. I'm not sure where it is. He says that stira and yichud are not the same. Bein l'hokal, bein l'ach. The shaila was, the husband knows that he told his wife, don't let Pliny come into the house. And then the wife says, and the husband believes his wife, that Pliny showed up and he was there for half an hour and then he left. So is she asur al bayla or not? So he has two simonim, the Beis HaLevi has two simonim. The last paragraph he finally writes, but in this case there's nothing to discuss because the husband was never choshed the wife business. He said, I can't stand Rabbi X. He's a Balgaiva. Don't let him into the house. But he was never choshed the wife. So he says in the last paragraph that the whole Shaila is Nishkan Shaila here because he was never choshed the wife. There's no, so that's not called a Kinei. But the whole beginning, apparently, the Shaila, what Rabbi Loza Moshe Horovitz sent him was whether the wheat paskin that in order to be Mashke, you have to have Shnei Edom on the Kinei, Shnei Edom on the Stira. Is that Eidus L'Kiyam Adovar? So if you didn't have, there were no Eidim when the husband wandered, there were no Eidim when she was Nistero. So there's no issue at all. But she didn't say, no, it's only Eidus L'Bir Adovar. So the husband knows that he was Mekane Lo. And he believes his wife. He believes his wife that she says that she was Nistero. So if it's only Eidus L'Bir Adovar, maybe she should become Asur Abad. So he has a whole tshuva about this. So the Beis HaLevi comes to the conclusion that Eide Kinui ala Kiyum Adover has to be a serious Kinui. So serious Kinui has in the presence of Tuedim. And Eide Stir is like Eide Znus. That's only Lebir Adover. That's not like Kiyum Adover. He distinguishes. Then in the last paragraph he writes, but the whole issue is irrelevant here. That's apparently how Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz set up the shot. Is it Kiyum Adover or Lebir Adover? So then he writes, But the whole issue is irrelevant because he was never choshed of biznus, so the Gemara is beferish. Even if it's choshed that they're doing other things, kirabasa, other than actual znus, that's not called the kinnan. So I think in that shuva, the Beis Halevi quotes this Shagasari's shuva, that we have printed in the end of the Shagasari, one of the two shuvas at the end that were brought from other Sifrei Shadas and shuvas, where the Shagasari has a Yerushalmi that says, what if the husband was in the Kanala two different times, each time Bifnei Eid Echad? Is that a good Eidus Mecheres by Kinnan? So the Brisa says that it's no good. And what if the Stira, Eidus Stira, she was Nistera with the same Pliny once in the presence of Eid Echad and another occasion in the presence of another Eid Echad? So the Brisa says that is good. Eidus Mecheres is good. So the Bir Agron, Shulchan Aruch, quotes these two, the Yerushalmi, the two Brises back to back. He says the two brises are mechuluk with each other. That's a machlekes Rabbi Shuv Mekorcha and Achachamim, whether Eidus Mecheres is good by Mamanus or not. If it's good by Mamanus, it's good by Dovah Shabir. If it's not good by Mamanus, it's not good by Dovah Shabir. So the two brises that he quoted in Yerushalmi back to back represent two different shittas in the Tanaim. And the Shagazari says, no, they're not two different shittas. We pass on like Rabbi Shuv Mekorcha, the Eidus Mecheres is good in Mamanus, because it's only Lebira Dovah. But the Eidus by Kinoi is Eidus Lekim Adovah. So there, Eidus Mecheres would be no good. So that's a machlekes lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, the Vilna Gaon and the Shagasari. What would you say? The main is Mikadosh and Isha, in the morning b'fnei Erechot, in the afternoon b'fnei Erechot. But it's Eidus Mecheres, would it be good? So the Shagasari holds it's no good. That Eidus Lekim Adovah, Eidus Mecheres would be not acceptable. And according to the Vilna Gaon, why not? Since we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Karcho. That is good for mamas, so it would be good. You're learning a dova dova mima. That's a kasha that the Rashboy has. How can you learn a dova dova mima? And that you need eres lekiyam a dova by dova shabiyeva by mamas is goofy. You don't need eres lekiyam a dova. So we don't know what the Rashboy. Well, achrenim, everybody excited on that. The Rashboy's kasha. We don't know exactly what the answer is, but you're learning out one from the other. So the Vilna Gaon says once you hold like Rav Shimon Karcha that by mamas eres mecheres is good. So it would be good by Eidus Lekim Adover as well. It's exactly the same. How can it be? We're so used to thinking Eidus Lekim Adover, how can it be good? It should be zero and zero and zero. It should be like the Shagasari. So how can the Vilna Gaon say like that? That since we pass Eidus Mecher is good in Mammon, so it's good by Dover Shaviyav also. The answer probably is, what does it mean Eidus Lekim Adover? It means when you be Kaddish, you have to have two bodies, you have to have two people standing there watching the way the Chassan gives over the ring, saying, Hari Yama Kodesh Asli. That's what the Shagasai holds. If you didn't have two Aiden watching, so it's no good. And the Vilna Gaon apparently thinks that the definition of Eidus Lekim Adov is something else. The Kiddushin is only Chal if it's covered with Raya's Aiden. So here it is covered with Raya's Aiden. If you have Eidus Lebir Adov, then it becomes Eidus Lekim Adov.
That's what we have a Chalais Kiddushin if it's a case.
Huh?
When's the Kiddushin Chal?
The second time.
The second time B'shas Maisa that he gave the ring, or when the Eidus comes later and they're made it?
I don't think they have to come. They don't have to come. Let's say normal Kiddushin where you have two Eidim watching. So they don't have to come.
No, because there you have the Kiyum Adavar.
It's covered with right Raya Seidim. Whenever you do Kiddushin, it has to be covered with Raya Seidim.
It has to have, as long as there potential. Is a Raya in the world.
There's a potential, yeah.
They didn't die. I mean, so what? The Kiddushin still come.
Yeah, that's famous. The Ran and Gittin explains the Shita Sarifa, Rama Mahagoyim, that if you have Eide Chasima by a get, then there's no need for Eide Mesira. The Rabbeinu Tam HaYiragalayma, Tosis and Gittin, Abdallah and Alf, Kotz, Rabbeinu Tam HaYiragalayma. Eide Mesira, everybody agrees you have to have. Eide Slikim Adova. How can you give the get without two Eidim watching? Of course you need two Eidim. Eide Slikim Adova. Forget about Ashvu Yishtar. So the Ran explains, no, if you have Eide Chasima, you assume Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanasa. So you assume he probably gave over the get. It wasn't Ligitach Magavikak. Probably did it. Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanasa. So the Eide Chasima serve as Eide Mesira. But they could have died already. What do you mean? The Eide Chasima live in New York and the get is given in California. So how can you say the Eide Chasima serve as Eide Mesira? They're not even here. Could be that they died already before the get was delivered. So
but
Iran says,
the two separate things. Tosis already says that it's just an assumption that they were Eidim Mesira, but the Ran is more. The Ran is that they serve as Eidim Mesira.
Right. So how can they serve as Eidim Mesira? Could be they died already. They live in a different country. How can they serve? The answer is, because Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanasa, so this is included in Hagodah Seidus of the Shtar. The Shtar says the Nesivas points out every get is like that. The Edom signed the get when the husband says, I'm interested in divorcing my wife. He didn't divorce her yet. So all the Edom know B'shas Maisa is that he expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. But then after he gives the get to the wife, so we say that get is made that the husband gave his get to the wife. What do you mean? But the Edom signed it before he did the Mesivas HaGet. So the Mesivas quotes this from the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin. The Shaita, when the Edom signed, they were only signing that they know expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That's what they made on. Once she's holding on to the get, and it's not just the right, whatever is probably so and is crucial for the Hechsher Hashtar, so we say that too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So the Edei Chasima, who only initially testified, expressed a Ratzon Legarish, Tzivei Abal, is considered as if they now say that he was Megarisher.
As if they were watching the Mesira.
What do you mean as if they were watching the Mesira? A get is only Chal if it's covered with Raya Seidim. So it's covered with Raya Seidim. So that's what the Vilna Gaon apparently thinks. The Mikadosh Shachris Bifnei Erechod, and Arbis Bifnei Erechod, so the Kiddushin is covered with Raya Seidim.
What would you say if the first Eid dies before the second one, before the second one witnesses it? That already is not so good.
Good.
Right,
good shot. It is not good. And this week's Sedri, you have the Chayzer Me'orachai HaMelchama. If you have a Melchemes or Rishus, then you don't need everybody for the army. If you need everybody, there's nothing to discuss. You don't need everybody for the army. So the a list of people who are exempted. So one of them is Mehu Ishi She'eres Isha V'loy L'kocha. So the Gemara points out in Perek Mashulch Melchama, at the end of Seito, that there's a difference between Arusa and Nesua. That if he only did Eres Isha V'loy L'kocha, so Yelach v'Yashuv the base, so he doesn't do combat duty, but he has to help out in the war effort. But if he did Nisuin, then he doesn't have to help out at all in the war effort. So you see in this pasuk also, there's a difference between Eris and Nisuin. More usually, when they want to distinguish it to Eris and Nisuin, they say L'Yashuv the Tamil and the Hof and the Derech, the three differences between Arusa and Nisuin. But there are more differences. Here's one of the additional differences. Yosameach has a Yerushalmi that doesn't read straight. So he thinks that Yerushalmi is a misprint, a Tosafe. He thinks it should say like this. Arusa, if a girl has Erisin with a Kohen, so she's Minatar, she's Acheles Betruma. So Gemara says, Arusa Basel Acheles Betruma, Kinya Kaspo. But she's Ein Acheles because of the Sheik. In order to eat, because of the Sheik of Ishlamim, it says, Heim and Hashem of them are allowed to eat. So Nishem is only allowed to eat if it's called Tor Beveis Chayochal Kodesh. The pasuk that says, Koin Kei Kenevish Kenya Kaspo, that goes on Achilas Truma. It doesn't go on, Behemes Koin is Achilas Betruma. Behemes Koin is Ein Achilas because of a Sheik. Because of a Sheik, they write the Eid. Rashi writes on Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel on Beis. Why did the Gemara need the pasuk Kenya Kaspo for? Why don't they quote the pasuk Kol Tor Beveis Chayochal Kodesh? Beis is Uishto. So Rashi says, no, if it would have been based on basis of Ishtoi, it would have only been Mutter for Nesua. And the Gemara wants that Ula wants to say that even Arusa is Achelas Betruma. So for that he has to dig up the Pasuk of Kinyan Kaspo. Kol Tor Beveich only goes on Nesua. So that's what the Yosamech explains. He thinks that's the correct reading in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi should say that Arusa Lekoyin is Achelas Betruma Menatoyra, Medi Rabbanan Asura Leichel Betruma. But Ein Achel is because of a Shoik Minator, because to eat Chaz of a Shoik, you have to have it based on the Pasuk, Kol Tor Beveis Chayochal Kodesh, and basis of Ishto is only in the Suah. That's what the Rashi writes in Kiddush. That's really a Gemara in Yuma, the first parak. It says, Chipa Bado Be'ad Beisa, basis of Ishto, that's the first Mishnah in Yuma, that Beisa Min Aleph. So the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel, Gemara discusses what if the Kohen Gadol's wife dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, what does he do? So he says he has to quickly marry another girl. The Gemara has a whole sugi there. He has to have nisuin. Erisin is not sufficient. The Bavli holds erisin is not sufficient. Taisus has a machlokes on that daf. Maybe the Yerushalmi disagrees. Maybe the Yerushalmi agrees. But the Bavli says beferish, because the Bavli holds the chipa bada ba'deis. The basis of ishta is only nisua. Arusa is not called basis of ishta. The pashta says that that's the difference in definition between arusa and nisua. Arusa is an eshes isha lo be'beis abal. And the Nesua is an Eshes Ish B'Veis HaBaal. To make the Nesua, and you don't need a new kinyan, you just need Hachnosa L'Rishusoy. That's all Machlokes in the Rishonim. Exactly how do you make what's considered a Hachnosa the Rishus Ari do that. But the whole idea of Nisun is that the Neker, the Eishes Ish, and the Eishes Ish, the Deisabam, shouldn't be an Eishes Ish, like the Deisabam.
So that could be done on Yantiv? Is that the issue? That could be done on Yantiv?
The Gemara says you have no prayer. You have to do it on Yantiv. The Gemara has the whole thing. He does it on Erev, Yom Kip, and he gives a reget halatana. Very complicated.
But that's a Kiddushin. But the Nisuin.
You have no prayer in order to be allowed to do the Avodah. So he has to. The Akradim is because. If you hold that Dash Mashamit, if you hold Al Chamish and Noima, the Raisa, the Rambam seems to hold Al Chamish and Noima, the Raisa, and the Rambam holds Chupish and Ebuila Bia is no good. So that was a good. So the Achrayim answer that the Chupish and Ebuila Bia, the Rambam only meant it by need because need is an Erevah. So really, and Kedushin talks about Raisa. It's an exception to the rule. The Sahini does all of Afilab Shastin does a table of Kedushin. So only Kiddushin, Nisuin not. When it comes to the Nisuin, you say the need is an erva, and you can't have, but it's a Nisu Yom Kippur, it's not a Nisu Arayas. So then, Chupish and Ebuila Bia would be, because the same thing, let's say she's an Abelas. It's not called the Shiviz Mevla, it's not called Chupish and Ebuila Bia because of a Zaita Giyasa. So I'm only meant it by need. There is a Pasuk in today's Sedra that, that says, keep on mim chadaval amishpah, meidam ledam, beidin ledin, beinegel aneger, dibei rivas bisharecha. So you go and you get the psak from the Bez Nagol. So the, in the Hagdoma to the Bir Agron, Shulchan Aruch, so I think either Rab Chaim Bal Ojaner writes, or the children of, they have two Hagdomas there, so one of them writes, b'shem the Gro, kan kil la Hatara kol gimel chelke Hatara, that there were three chalokim in halacha, there's Isa the Heter, there's Tumah Vatara, and there's Dinimam, and there's these are three different areas. Bein dam ledam means isa veheta. Dam nida and not dam nida. Bein din ledin is din imanam. It's a negel and negel is tumah v'tara. Three different areas. That's right. Yosef Engel quotes this in the Asman der Reise. He quotes a Shaila bigger up. Abachan of Asman has a famous essay about this in the Sefer Anivomis and the Kavitz Oris. There are two dinim by a nida. The nida is an avatumah. The nida is asura lebaila. Is the isa lebaila a function of the being the avatumah? Or they unrelated. So Rabbi Chana brings a lot of rights. He can have the Natar, he can have one without the other, he can have Asur Labaila without the Avatum, he can have an Avatum without Asur Labaila. They're not totally Zebizet. So Yosef Engel says he sees from the Vilna Gaon that he assumes like that, because he says, Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Nega Lenega, these are two different things. Nega Lenega is Tumah V'Tara. In Dam Ledam is Isa Veheta. It's not called Tumah V'Tara. So you see, it's two different things. The Gemara has two klalim. The Gemara has a klal. Yisurim imamayna lo yafino. The Gemara brachas by Kavod Abrius. The Gemara says, Yisurim imamayna lo yafino. Then the Gemara has at the end of Perek Mitzvah Chalitza that Yisurim ituma lo yafino. Yisurim ituma lo yafino. So the Pashtus is because the way the Vilna Gaon says, these are three different areas of halacha. All the dinim within one area in halacha have to blend in to make one big mosaic. It should all be. You can't have a steer, so that's why you learn out Kal b'chaimim b'din echad v'chaver, Kal b'chaimim mamatzin and so on. So that's only all the halachas within Isa v'heta have to fit into one system. All the halachas within Dini Mamanas have to fit into one system. And all the halachas in Tum v'tara have to fit into one system. But Isa mitum alo yafinon, and Isirum emamayna is echad lo yafinon. Today said we have the one of the dinim of the melech, that lo yarbal anoshim. So there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether the 18 wives are aside from the Pilakshim or including the Pilakshim. So the Rambam sheet is 18 wives including all the Pilakshim. So the Ravid is Masik, the Pilakshim are believe Kiddushim. So why is that Le'arba Noshim? The Pilakshim don't have Kiddushim, so he's not really married to them. So the Pashtus is, it's a Rambam L'shitosai. The Rambam writes that Pilekish is Asur L'hedyot. It's only Muteris L'melech. How does that make sense? What do you mean? The Melech has a Heter? Melech has additional dinim, le'yabel anashim, le'yabel asusim, kezor, le'yabel amiyod. That's the right to say for Torah. Well, why should the Melech be muta bipi legesh? So the Rambam writes, he's muta bipi legesh, he takes a wife, u'b'yichud b'lvad koina oisa. So the Rambam holds, the Melech is muta bipi legesh. Hedyot is also bipi legesh, because you got to have one of three forms of the condition, kesef, shtarat, bia. You have to have edus l'kemado. Melech takes himself a wife, b'yichud b'lvad, he's koina oisa. Just like the melech is, melech can, melech poritz lageta, the melech can take someone's property, has to reimburse them. He can take their property, even if it's screaming bloody murder, they don't want to give it to him. Melech has a right to be koinah without das makna. So here also, the melech can take a girl, be koinah her without kesev shtar bir, without edus begimadom. He takes the girl and he becomes married. Be'yichud bilvad koinah, he says. So that's why the melech is mutter b'pilegesh, because it's not a biyaznus. She is mekudesh, say love. Edit is also b'pilegesh, because it's not koinah b'yichud bilvad. But that's what the Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Shari Tshuva. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but he talks about the dinim. So he writes this whole word. He writes the melech is mutter b'pilegesh because the biyichud b'vad kaina. He says so the melech is kaina the b'pilegesh. Hashem kaina hedyud is not kaina biyichud b'vad.
Where does that come from? The biyichud. Where does that come from?
Based on the pasuk in Parshas Hamelech and Sefer Shmuel, v'lokach has been asechem lefilakshim. So it says beferish the melech is mutter b'pilegesh. And it's put together with the din of Melech Paritz Lageder. Melech has a right to take someone else's property without das makna.
So the yichud makes the kiddushin. That's the verb.
Yeah.
So then, why can't a regular person do a regular another form of kiddushin? Because then it's not a pilagish.
It's not a pilagish. If it be kiddushin, wouldn't be pilagish. So the Rambam writes, hedyut is also the pilagish, with one exception to the rule. Amar hirilach hayud. Amar hirilach hayud is a regular wife. The Gemara says you didn't. Moshe Rishonis the kiddushin nitnu. Or the now the mechila, why is that called a pilegish? So the answer is, because why is a melech mutav a pilegish? It doesn't mean that there's no issues. No, it means that there is issues. But yichud b'vad kainoisa. So the Rambam holds, the Rambam paskins a moisa rishonis lekidushin. It doesn't paskin that it's mechila sashi. But you don't need left the shover pruta. Moisa, if you don't hold moisa rishonis lekidushin nitnu, then you have to say the mechila of the Sheba that she also shall put the worth of money, that's the Kedushin. So Rama Paskin's most of Rishonis, but he doesn't understand literally most of Rishonis, the Kedushin, the Gloyim, Milsa, the Rab Chaim, and the Seif on the Rambam points it out. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Tosfei HaRosh writes like that on Kedushin. That if a person buys an Amma Ivri and then is Miyayid here after 5 years as a Gloyim, Milsa, and Amafreya, she was an Eshes Ish from day number one. If anyone would be Mazana to her, with her, in the last 5 years, there would be Chayv Kurs, there would be Chayv Nis. So Rav Chaim didn't have a Tosfei HaRosh, so he writes and he said, is it conceivable to say such a wild thing? The Tosfei HaRosh said it is conceivable. Rav Chaim said it can't be, and not for emphasis, the Shver Ramam there. And he says the Ramam holds that Moshe Rishonis Likidush Nitin is not to be taken literally, that it's a Gloy Milson Afreya. What do you mean? He gave the money to the father to buy his own Ivriya. He never said he's kind of issues. The Halacha says the Odon can convert Shivchus into issues by declaring Harayat Mi Wedisli. So that's what the Rambam writes. That's called Hedyut Mutav Pilegesh. Why? He didn't do Kesev Shtar Rabia. Not Moshe Rishonis Kedushin Nitnu. Literally, he did Kedushin Kesev. No. The Hedyut is kind of issues without one of the three forms of Maisa issues. So he says, just like the Melech is kind of issues, B'yichud B'lvat kind of Oisa, he gets issues without Kesev Shtar Rabia in an irregular fashion. So the Hedyut, that's the only case where the Hedyut is mutav b'vad. It means he can create issues without the normal way of Kesev Shtar Rabia.
That's what he paid for. He paid for the right to do a Kedushin without a Maisa Kedushin.
No, he paid for an Amo Ivri, and the Torah says the Yodan has the ability to convert the Amhus into issues by making such a declaration. Because they ask, according to Achronim, the Reb Shimon Shkot has about this. If you all literally most of Shanis Likidush Nitna, so you should need Adis Likim Adovim whenever a father sells his daughter Zoram Ivriya, because it may turn out the glory Muslim of my friend that was the Kiddushin. And the Gemara says not so. You need Adis Likim Adovim when he says, Hare Bitech Miu Edisli. That's when you need the Adis Likim Adovim. So the Ramam holds not like that Tesvei Horosh. Ramam holds. Most of Shanis Likidushin Nitna means that you don't need a Shavu Puta now, but you don't say literally most of Shanis. He converts Amhus into Ishus without any need for a Maisa Kiddush. That's the Shah. This week said we have the din of Oivra Divrei Novi. We have a short list of Elosha de Misa, Uzchai Misa de Shamayim. It's a Tasefta, the Gemara quotes in Sanhedrin, Daf Pe Gimel, Daf Pe Dam. So you have a list of 10 people or so, Misa de Shamayim. So one of the 10 people is Oivra Divrei Novi. It says, won't listen, Ochi Ed Rosh Meimo, means Misa de Shamayim. So the Minchas Chinuch Chvek Takasha, Moshe Rabbeinu Given HaNovi, so whoever talks Loshon Hara, whoever misses Man Kriya Shema, Zayvar Divrei Novi, Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So what do you have such a short list? All the Taryag Nitzah Satar, everything is Zayvar Divrei Novi, Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's his Kasha. So the Ragachava has on this kasha, someone asked the Ragachava, they have in the collection of letters, Zafnas Taneh. So he thinks that Ayrat Devi Navi is only if the Navi is alive and he tells me directly. If I heard that the Navi said it, that's not called Ayrat Devi Navi. He's Mecharish like that. Mecharish like that. So Rav Soloveitchik said years ago, 70 years ago, he said a Teretz. And now that's the standard Teretz. That's what it says in all the Svarim. Over al divrei navi is only if the iser is a hirua shor, like when Moshe Rabbeinu said, everyone should knock on the next door neighbor's doors on Erev Pesach and ask for matonis. That's called over al divrei navi. Moshe Rabbeinu said you shouldn't leave over the month for tomorrow morning. That's a hirua shor. That's over al divrei navi. But when Moshe Rabbeinu said the regular dinim l'daris, he was a navi, but our obligation to listen is not the Torah's nevuah. Nevuah by definition means a hirua shor. Whenever it's a din l'daris, that's called Torah mitzvahs. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs. Rashi quotes from the Tanaim on the opening pasuk in Parshas Sav, Eloshin Sav, Eloshin Zirus, Miyadu l'daris. The Rambam writes in the 14th Sharoshin, the first half of the Sefer Mitzvahs, so he gives you the guiding principles, what belongs in the Sefer Mitzvah, what not. So he says, Hayru Hashoah doesn't belong in the Sefer Mitzvahs. That's not called a mitzvah. Mitzvah is only something that's noig l'daris. It's only Hayru Hashoah, it's not called a mitzvah by definition. So that's perhaps the Teretz. Ayba Devei Navi is, if the Navi says it, B'Torah is Hayru Hashoah. There is the Kedusha Slevi from Ablevi Yitzchak Berditcher that has a comment on the opening Rashi on Parshas Matos. It says, Rashi quotes from the Sifrei. It says, Zeh Adova Shetziv Hashem. It introduces Parshas, the Dorm is the Adova. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei Kala, the meaning is Nabu B'Koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Boy, four or five times he says, Koyamar Hashem, Kachatzos HaLaila Ani Yaseb Itzelch Mitzar, a few times he says, Koyamar Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a higher level of, higher level of Madre Gam Nebuah. Sometimes he says, Zeh Adova Shetziv Hashem. Zeh Adova is a stronger Nebuah than Koyamar Hashem. What exactly is the difference? So the Kedushas Levi explains that all of the Nevim had a Chalom, a Chazon, a Mara HaNebuah. And they had to interpret using their own language what was the Mara HaNevuah that they saw. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein Shnei Nevim Misnabim Misignei Echad. If two Nevim get the same vision, it's impossible they're going to say it in the same words. No two people talk alike. Everybody has their own way of expressing themselves. So if two people say word for word the same Nevuah, B'yodua, either one or both are lying. Zanovi Asheka. Either one or both of them are lying. So that's only the other Nevim. Moshe Rabbeinu got a direct dictation. Pel, pel, dababo. And the other Nevi Achav Hashem, b'chaloy ma dababo. B'amare lo v'svada. Looking up the Moshe, pel, pel, he gets direct dictation, word for word, and letter for letter. So the Kedushas Levi said, that's what it means. Zeh adaba means this is direct dictation, word for word. So the only one who was given direct dictation was Moshe Rabbeinu when he was giving the dinim l'daris. But the other Nevim were never given dinim l'daris. They were only given Hayru Hashoah. So if it's Hayru Hashoah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was given Hayru Hashoah, the four or five times in Parashas Boy, that it says, Koyamar Hashem, that was all Hayru Hashoah.
And it wouldn't be that level of Nevuah Pelpeh.
So it was not that level of Nevuah. He says that Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu got, that was the lower level of Nevuah.
Does he go to the point where he says that a Navi it's possible for a Navi to misinterpret the Nevuah that he was given?
No, he doesn't talk about that. The Rambam and Lor and the Vuchim says that why does the Chumash write the story of the Akedah to teach us that the Nevi'im were 100% convinced that this was the correct Pshat in the Nevuah of Haraya, that Avraham Avinu is prepared to shecht the son? Maybe it's a different Pshat in the Nevuah. He says, no, the Nevi'im were 100% clear what the Nevuah was.
So I think Rav Shach has, from the same source, the opposite, that part of the Godless of Avram Avinu, it's a Nevuah from Hashem, it's a Shaila, of course he's going to do it. But part of the Nisayon of Avram is that he could have interpreted the Nevuah a different way. You know, he could have interpreted his Nevuah a way where it wouldn't have required him to do that, and he decided to interpret it in a way where...
Maybe that's the same thing.
He didn't have
a reason.
No, the Nevuah says that's not.
I remember once there was Parshas Matos in the summertime. I once said this over to Rav Soloveitchik, what the Kedushas Levi said, that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Nevuah direct dictation, and the other Nevim got a Halom. That's the difference between Zeh Adova Kama Hashem. So he said, all the Kabbalists for him say that. He said, it's not a Chiddush.
That's Baklari and Hero.
Yeah, he said, it's not a Chiddush on the Kedushas Levi. So that's the
Pshat. Is that enough? According to the Kedushas Levi, there are certain things that Moshe Rabbeinu said that there would be Ogre Dibri Navi?
Yeah.
What about if another Navi would reinforce a mitzvah of the Torah also? Would that also be enough Kamina?
What do you mean reinforce? Yeah. It gives us chizik which elect film.
He gives Torah, he says make sure to keep Shabbos.
No, that's not what about the Navi. They were right on that din there, right?
Yeah, in Achanami, maybe there'd be another din he's also. Obviously, he would be over on the original din, but then he's also over the Ibn Navi because it's not Helpes, the same thing.
I don't think so. Navi is just giving us Musa. That's not called a Nevuah. Divrei Nevuah means a Chiyuv. It stems from the Nevuah.
So Harasha means a Tzivui Harasha or any Harasha. In the original Pshat, that the difference in Harasha and a Din of the Torah.
Yeah.
Harasha means a Tzivui.
A Tzivui only Lashav. That's not the Torah.
That would otherwise have been prohibited or something like that. Because the example of a Rosh Hashanah was go ask your neighbor for things.
Right.
Is that something that otherwise would have been usher? Why is that called a Rosh Hashanah?
It wouldn't be mechuyav. I feel uncomfortable knocking on the necks of the neighbors or asking for matonas. Especially goyim.
It's not an exception to the halacha. It's just an additional...
A new thing. Rashi Anchumish quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nischai Misa B'dei Shamayim because he wasn't Mal, his son. So the Malach came to kill him and then Zippor took care of it. Hasan damim lamulos. So why was Yechai, since when Yechai Misa B'dei Shamayim for not performing Lilas Adayim? There's no such thing. So I thought the answer is that the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the first daf in the Gila. The non-Navi before Reftah Moshe Rabbeinu was given a din l'darek. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one. So the Rambam interprets the Mishnah in Giran Osho like that. The Machlokes HaTanaim. Why are we today obligated to observe Giran Osho? Giran Osho was given to Yaakov Avinu. The Rambam says that's not a Machlokes. He quotes a Medrash like that. Everybody agrees. But the Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, Avinu Rabbanan, is why do we today observe it? So one Tanah is because it was given to Yaakov Avinu. We don't pass like that. Yaakov Avinu cannot be given a din l'daris. He was given a Harashah. We today observe Giran Osho because it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. So then the Rambam there in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Perek Giran Osho writes, the same is true regarding Bris Milah. We today still observe Bris Milah, not because it was given to Avraham Avinu. Given to Avraham Avinu was only as a Harashah. It only became a din kavur l'daris when it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. So until the days of Har Sinai, Bris Milah was a Harashah. So it's taka good that... Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be Chaim Misa B'dei Shamayim for not performing.
The Nevuah Mitzoch Heftz Chavad Avra Dover is not called the Nevuah? Mitzoch Heftz Chavad Avra Dover is to create Yisurim and Shavuot.
Misa B'dei Shamayim.
You have to say that's also not called the Nevuah.
So the Rechik had Loshana Rambam. The Rambam says there in Hilchot Shabbos, there are four mitzvahs in Shabbos, two min HaTorah, Zoch V'Sham, Shnayim Shenis Parshal Adei HaNevi'im, Kibud V'Yayinim. So he said, what is that Losh Mein Shtaimshin is partial at the Nevi'im? So it means that was pointed out by the Nevi'im. So he thought that it means that this is a Pirush. The Navi Yishai is giving Pshat in the Pasuk of Zohar. Uh-huh. All of this is included in Zohar.
Okay, so it's not
Chassam Sofer has such a tshuva. The end of Chelech Chashemish, but he has a few tshuvas that were Hashmotas that really belonged before. He has a tshuva about the doctor being Mechal Shabbos, going to take care of the guy. So he talks about the Kibud V'Yayinim. So he says there's a three-way steer and three Rashis in Makkos, two Rashis ala Shas and one Rashi ala Rif, whether Mekach HaMemka on Shabbos is Anissa Deraisa, or Anissa Medibri Kabbalah, Mertzach HaFatzech, or it's a Gzera Derabbanon later, Gzera Shem Yichtov. So he says, if he just does one Mekach, that's only a Gzera Derabbanon. If he runs the business all day long, that's Mertzach HaFatzech, that's Dibri Kabbalah. And that Dibri Kabbalah, Mitzvah HaFatzecha, is a deraisa. Mm-hmm. All whatever it says there in Yeshaya is all included in Zohar. Because Zohar is vague. So the Novi is Mefarish. He doesn't say that that's what the Rama means, Shinisparshu, that Rav Soloveitchik got it. Shinisparshu means the Novi gave a Pirush.
So it wouldn't even be called Nevuah. It wouldn't be called Nevuah. It would just be the Novi, maybe using Chachman Satorah, he would say.
Could be. I don't know. It's a Pirush. Anyway, this week's Seder is a very rich Seder. There are many, many more dinim in the Seder. Okay. Mishkoi for listening.
Thank you very much.
I've been vacationing all summer, haven't given a shiur. So I enjoy very much giving a shiur.